This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning each day or your entire life all over again, only this time with the loving God at the center. We hope you'll experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up all the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. We're sure glad to have y'all back with us today. And, man, it's Halloween today here. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about, you know, where you're at in the world, but here in the United States, today is Halloween, October 31st. What do you think about that, hon?
I think it's Halloween.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun time to dress up and be silly.
Yeah.
I like to dress up and be silly.
Mm-hmm. And so, but anyway.
With our schedules like they are, we're not going to be doing a whole lot that's fun, but I like to see the little costumes and just keep it in perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, some of those kids are really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Until we see things as God does, our life view will be flawed and inexcusing.
And how does he see Halloween? That's a whole nother podcast.
That's exactly right. And honey, what scripture is up front?
Well, the scripture that we found to go with this says, "And we know that Christ, God's Son, has come to help us understand," which means discern, "and find the true God. And now we are in God because we are in Jesus Christ, His Son, who is the only true God and has eternal life," which is what's most important anyway, whether it's Halloween or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. And He's the one that has all of the answers. Okay?
And that's 1 John 5:20.
Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, thinking another evidence of spiritual recovery is called this, and we call it godly discernment, which means that we have the spiritual capacity to know right and wrong, wherever we may find it, in our heart, in the lives of others, or in the world at large. The power of discernment is lost in unhealthy relationships, okay? And regaining it is at the heart of beginning again, which is what we're all about. So until we are able to see ourselves as God sees us, our life view, okay, will be flawed and self-excusing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to work on yourself with God, to go through some kind of recovery. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been a Christian, not a Christian. We all need to recover ourselves from life. And until you do that, it is very difficult to discern what's truth, what's not, who's healthy, who's not, who you need to be in a relationship and where you don't, what job you need to take, where you need to live, what decisions you need to make. When your discerner is off, so is everything else. And that's why it's so important, especially in relationships. If you're single out there, in humility, work on yourself. So that when the time is right, and if you want to be married, then you're going to be able, your picker is going to be better. I believe that you attract what you are. And I believe if we're sick, we're going to attract sick. And when you can't see it, when it's toxic, that's when you're both in trouble. But your discernment, it's like, you know, I don't know. Something's not right. And a lot of times you go, I don't have to know why. I just know. And then it all goes back to peace for me. Peace is my umpire. I call it safe or call it out. But if your discerner is all messed up, you don't really know. And then we can look back on a trail of wrong decisions just because we're inside emotionally and spiritually a mess.
Well, when we don't view discernment through God, then, you know, we do excuse ourselves for things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay to do it this one time. You know, I won't do it again. Well, you know what? When you have God's discernment, then it automatically just comes in you that, you know what, man, it's either right or it's wrong. You either turn or you don't. And so that's how God will work through you. But He works through your heart. And through the Holy Spirit, He will. He'll give you these checks in your spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, you always hear people saying, man, I got a check in my spirit about that. Well, you know what? That's maybe because you shouldn't be doing it, or you should.
Mm-hmm.
And so listen to those, you know, those checks in your spirit.
Pay attention to what's going on inside of you.
I mean, that's why, you know, that's why God gave us the Holy Spirit is to help us with this. And He is our discerning part, you know. And so we really appreciate that, because sometimes, you know, we can just jump off the deep end and not even, you know, realize what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I'm so grateful that, you know, I had a good mentor. I know that you are too. And to have someone in your life that is thinking straight. And then it takes humility to be able to run things across people and say, what do you see? What do you think? And for us as mentors, there's nothing better than to mentor someone that, you know, is willing to say, I want to know. Tell me what you see. Tell me what you think. What do you believe God is saying? And then to pray together and come up with the same answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that clarity and that discernment is so important, especially when you've both prayed and asked for it.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, when you do that, I mean, that's part of the miracle, you know.
But that's what He wants us to do.
Yeah.
You know, is to go to Him and say, God, you know, what's going on here? I'm not all the way there. I'm not really sure, but you know, please, as we wrote in our Monday thought, I want clarity. I'm kind of a mess right now, God. I need clarity. You know me better than me. Tell me in a way that my thick head will understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me in a way in the midst of my chaos and my trouble in my life right now that I can make the right choice. Because right now I can't. I'm not thinking straight.
Yeah, well, I know sometimes, you know, a thought will come in your head and you'll just pray, you know, for God to give you the discernment that He would affirm that thought through me.
Mm-hmm.
That we would have the same thought process, that, you know, that He would give me the same thought that He gave you, and that would affirm it, that we should do it.
Yeah. I'll say, Scott, you know, God, will you please tell Scott if this is what you're telling me? Mm-hmm. Tell him.
Absolutely.
Because, ladies, y'all know sometimes we can come up with it first.
Mm, that's for sure.
We want to make sure, though. We don't want to overstep.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think that's, you know, I don't, if you're married or in a relationship, I think that's a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if it, you know, when it affects both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should have that affirmation that, you know, yeah, I think we should do it, you know. And every once in a while, I'll say it, you know. I'll say something like, you know, hey, you know what, I thought about this. And then, you know, Teresa will say, well, I've been waiting for you to do that.
Yeah, but you know, honey, sometimes it's been my idea all along.
Well, it is your idea.
But I have to let you come back to it. And once you come back to it and it's a great idea, then we do it. And that's okay. That's another thing that women understand. And Troy's well, like that. Our dog, you know, we want him to do something, but it has to be his idea.
That's for sure.
And then he's cool with it. But if he doesn't want to do it, we might as well forget it. It has to be his idea. I don't know where he gets that. Where do you think he gets that?
I don't know.
That's another podcast.
Yeah.
He wants his own podcast. He wants his own podcast. Anyway.
He'd be good at it.
Honey, good. He's been awful quiet this broadcast.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy.
Well, he needed this lesson. His discerner has been off.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, he actually got sick today. He threw up in the toilet. I was so proud of him.
Well, honey, nobody wants to hear that.
Well, it is possible. You hear about cats that use the bathroom on the toilet. Well, our dog threw up in the toilet today. I was happy about that.
Yeah, he gave me great discernment today.
About what?
Oh, no.
Oh, we're kind of lost here, but he had discernment that he needed to be sick at his stomach, and he took care of it, so.
Okay, well, back to the topic. You know what? If you don't have discernment, and you have what we're talking about, where you have this excusing personality, that you know that you're doing some things that are flawed, and you are knowingly doing it, but you're excusing yourself from doing it. Like I said, saying, you know, I won't do it tomorrow. This ain't going to happen again. But you know what? Maybe you need Christ in your life, because He'll give you that discernment. You know, God will give you that discernment when you ask Him to come into your life. He'll give you that check. You know what? And you may have accepted Christ in your life, and you may have walked away because the discernment you were making, it was easier to go the wrong way. And sometimes it is. I'll be honest with you. It's easier to go the wrong way. But it's not the right way. There's no reward in it. And it all turns around to glorify Jesus when you go the right way. Or maybe you've been in church for a long time, and you're just now listening to this podcast, you're saying, you know what, man? I don't have discernment. I don't have godly discernment. Well, today is the day that you can start that. When you say, honey, that the only way really you can have discernment is by accepting Him.
And what better day than on Halloween?
Oh, that's for sure. But anyway, if you've never given your life to Christ, we would really, you know, be honored if you would do that right now and begin having the godly discernment that you need. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you tell me that I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I need discernment. I need your discernment in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Yeah. So listen, we're excited if you prayed that prayer, and we'd love for you to let us know at info@livingitup.org. And, you know, just let us know. We'd love to pray for you. And if you have any comments, please email us.
We want to thank those that are supporting this ministry financially. Without you, we can't do what we're doing.
That's right.
And you're part of spreading the gospel all over the world.
That's right.
And we're real excited about it. And so thank you to those who are. And if you would like to be a part of that, just go to our website, livingitup.org, and look for that give button. And it's real simple after that.
That's right. And just remember, until we see things the way God does, man, our life is going to be flawed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an excusing life. We're so glad that you listened to us, and we pray that you have now and know that you need that godly discernment to know right and wrong in your heart and with others and with the world around you.
Yeah, and it's as simple as asking God to please help you to see things the way He does.
Mm-hmm.
And so until we talk to you again tomorrow, be safe. If whatever your plans are for Halloween, keep it in perspective and keep living it up.
We're beginning again.